Mission Network News 2-Minute Version, Thursday, August 5th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. Christians are living in fear after a weekend of church bombings in Iraq. All of the five churches targeted were Catholic. World Help is working with 72 evangelical churches there. Eric Vess says while they continue to hold services, believers are frightened. But so are moderate Muslims, and they're expressing an interest in Christian things.
It's not necessarily fueling an interest in Christians per se or Christian churches at first. It is fueling a tremendous interest in the Word of God. And that's why we've chosen to focus at World Help on distributing the Word of God.
Next, in its first week of broadcasting, response to the gospel message of Radio 4VBM in Haiti is nothing less than phenomenal. Dick McLeish, with Men for Missions, the layman's voice of OMS International, says they just expanded the station's signal.
4VBM is a station that went online. It's in the Jeremy area, which is down in the southwest portion of Haiti. And it actually is one of our downlink stations. It's the third downlink station that we've had go in. So Radio 4VEH is being broadcast through that radio station.
They're sending radio distribution teams in this fall. And Audio Scripture Ministries is helping with a veterinary medicine project in northeastern Uganda. The people follow an agricultural bent but have a history of violent armed conflicts. ASM found a unique ministry helping them with their livestock. That's opened the doors for the formation of a ministry that meets both livestock needs and presents the gospel with audio. 30 Tape Talk 2 players will be shipped during this month. Training and distribution are slated to begin in September. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the book Practice of the Presence of God from Transworld Radio, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's a collection of conversations and letters that will help draw you closer to the Lord. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.